Well, I hate to be the bearer of bad tidings, but I did something yesterday I never do. I watched the Super Bowl. I watched the whole Super Bowl. Why? Because Green Bay was in it. I mean, after all, I was born in Wisconsin, and that's still my home, so to speak. I never watch football. I don't have time. It was good to see Roethlisberger and the Rooneys lose for a change, and it was good to see the Super Bowl trophy go home to what many of you may not realize was the is, in fact, the winningest team in football history. Oh, they won many, many national titles long before the Super Bowl ever existed. Oh, well, hey, it's another day. Oh, by the way, and I'm sure it's only because I was watching it, that yesterday's Super Bowl game was the most watched television program in television history. The number two was another Super Bowl. Oh, well, good Lord, it goes on. Hey, I'm a human being. I break down. I commit a sin once in a while. I watch the Super Bowl. But now we're back to the real game. 50-yard line, glad to have you here. Good evening and welcome to another installment of Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz. I'm your host and commentator for the hour, Jeffrey Bennett, and you're listening to us live on this 7th day of February, 2011, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Markets today, well, man, there's all sorts of stuff going on. In the business world, I guess the Super Bowl was the sale of Huffington Post yesterday to AOL. That's big news. Amongst a bunch of other things, Obama, sometimes known as Count Chocula or Uncle Remus, don't choke on it now. He was up talking to the Chamber of Commerce, and he done said we're going to push for better relations between the White House and corporate America. You see, that's the whole problem, is the relationship with the White House is corporate America. It is not America as in we the people. We're going to some music. Going to come back for a break. We're going to pick up on it when we get here. So let's go enjoy some tunes. I'll be back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Dad! Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
I better start talking, because if I don't, I'm going to sit there and listen to that young lady sing, and she's so fine in so many ways. Anyway, welcome back to tonight's Life, Liberty, and all that jazz. Market reports, yeah, interesting stuff. Apparently in the aftermarket there was a story come out that Big Lots, which is the huge discount chain that years ago was known as McFrugal's, is up for sale, and apparently their stock jumped big time, so the financials and the deals and all the money that was spent at the stupid bowl yesterday and everything else, blue chips have now seen the longest winning streak in 3 months. Dow Jones Industrial closed up 69 points to end the day at 12,162. The NASDAQ up 15 at 2784. S&P 500 was up, closing at 1319. Global Dow is up at 2201. Gold up $3 in the after hours at $1,352. Oil dropped off a bit, dropped 6 cents a barrel. And yet, all the pumps around me are going to the moon, Alice, to the moon. They're going up and up and up. Over the some of the other metals markets in the after hours, let's take a fast peek. Been an interesting day. You know, everything is reasonably flat in the metals markets. Nothing to get real excited about. As of right this minute, silver down 2 cents in the after hours at $29.42 an ounce. Pretty much where it was first thing this morning when I was writing some silver business. Gold currently at $1,350.80, remaining reasonably flat. Rhodium at $2,450, palladium at $817, platinum at $1,839 an ounce. That's kind of what's going on. Now, I have, throughout the course of today, last night, Sunday nights, I load the news headlines and the financial headlines up on Republic Trading Group International.com. And they're fairly late on Sunday nights, and I just did not feel like staying up super late, waiting for the new stuff to pop up, etc. But throughout the course of today, we've added a lot more stuff. So, you know, don't tell me that all the economic news is rosy. You go look at these headlines. I don't search for these things. They come to me. And there's much to look at. But we're going to go down a different path today. Some will be financial discussion, or things that relate to our ability to survive in these economic times. One of the issues I've not discussed for quite some time is one that costs you and I a lot of money each and every day. It costs this nation big bucks every year. Most Americans would agree the number of extreme issues currently confronting the United States is, well, to be honest, it's of epic proportions. You know, I saw one headline earlier today that was just, it angered me. It was so stupid, so absolutely ridiculous. Let's see if I can find it. Something about Obama. I don't like talking about the guy, but it just goes to show you the insanity of some of these headlines. Obama, Egypt is not going back to the way it was. Who the hell is this guy to say what a nation is or is not going to do? He looks from Egypt to the economy. You know, all these kind of, it's like the whole world revolves around this guy. Get out of my face. I'm sick and tired of hearing about him. There was another headline, but I can't find it right now. It's just obviously not all that important. Obama's struggling to find path in Egypt crisis. Listen, this guy will struggle to find his pathway to the outhouse in a campground somewhere. But then, you ain't never going to be finding no campground, baby. Let me share with you this, and we participate in an awful lot of this with the information we share with you, but this constant barrage of national doom and gloom has simply got most of us changing channels. Maybe we flip through the funny pages, or hey, let's turn Bennett off tonight, we'll wait to the next program, or oh God, we just listened to some of this on Statman, or we're going to whip over to this network, or hey, let's turn on the TV for a while, just cut this stuff out. But let's be honest. How could any administration effectively deal with nearly 10% unemployment, record deficit and debt, ever-increasing national security and terrorism issues, most of which they create, rapidly declining education system, rapidly declining? How much lower can you go? It's dead. And of course, we got health care spiraling out of control, but I thought Obamacare was going to take care of all that. No, it didn't. But these are just a few of the issues. There's not enough room or time during the course of this one-hour program to elaborate on all the issues. But that's not the point. The point is we have to deal with this out-of-control freight train as quickly and efficiently as possible. Because for too long now, Americans, Republicans, Democrats, independents, etc., have been putting our heads in the sand when it comes to the common denominator that is rapidly crippling many states around this country, and in fact the nation itself. For whatever reason, be it the new era of political correctness, or the fear of losing votes or corporate support, most of these politicians and media outlets tactfully evade this issue that we know as illegal immigration, or outright invasion. Now, before some of you decide to label me as just another cold-hearted bastard, please understand that I fully support legal immigration. You see, hard-working individuals that have come here seeking the American dream, choosing to participate in it and be a contributor to it, all the freedoms that Americans have fought and died for, that's what's made this nation the greatest country on the planet. But that said, it is simply unrealistic to continually allow virtually anyone to flow across our borders and still provide a quality lifestyle to everyone. There are new reports now that there are a large number of illegal aliens coming into this country from India. Well, guess where they're coming from? They're coming up through Mexico. They're coming up to the U.S.-Mexican border. Are economics getting so great in this country that we've got a whole new franchise of 7-Elevens that are about to be built in this country? I don't quite get it. You know, would you list a few and reference just a few of the jaw-dropping statistics provided by, believe it or not, the Federation for American Immigration Reform? All of this becomes evident how illegal immigration negatively impacts many, many other areas of our concern. And unless otherwise stated, everything I'm about to share with you pertains to the year 2010, which was over, 5 weeks ago or thereabouts? Now, some of these numbers I disagree with. The Federation for American Immigration Reform continues to bandy around this 13 million illegal immigrants residing within our borders. Number one, they don't have a clue. Number two, it was 5 years ago that Time magazine and one of the other U.S. News and World Report or something like that even then was talking in terms of 20 million. And yet, what difference does it make? We continue to enter. We've got up to 2,000 illegals entering this country each and every day, costing us, you and I, taxpayers, $13 billion, of which 75% was absorbed by the state, by the states, all the states. It costs us $3 million a day in this country for the incarceration of illegal aliens. Over 425,000 children were born in the United States in 2010 to illegal aliens. Now, wait a minute. If we got 2,000 a day coming in, and we got another 425,000 children being born to illegals, it throws their 13 million number out of whack. In 2006, one Dallas, Texas hospital, 70% of all women that gave birth were illegal aliens. Those births cost Medicaid $34.5 million, the federal government $9.5 million, and the taxpayers of Dallas, Texas, $31.3 million. That's over $75 million in one hospital, in one city, in one border state, in one year. And those figures don't even address general health care or emergency room costs. Oh, by the way, that hospital was Parkland Memorial, the same one where JFK died in 1963. Now, let's just jump across and go to a different state. The cost to the estimated cost of the state of Tennessee in 2010, $547 million. In Tennessee right now, they're lucky to have a few politicians that are not afraid to address that sensitive topic. And I suspect it's that way in most states in the country. And all I can do is encourage you to contact your elected officials to strengthen and enforce the laws pertaining to illegal immigration, this illegal invasion, and stress that amnesty in any form is not and never will be an acceptable solution. And so next time you hear the talking heads spewing out about imminent economic financial collapse, give some thought to the common denominator. What I've just shared with you is written by Ants Wishing, a resident of Indian Place in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. But the fact of the matter is, my friends, I don't care if it's in Idaho or Iowa or the Virginias or the Carolinas or the Dakotas or Californicate or Washington State or Texas, who, by the way, has had a 35% increase in their illegal alien population in the last year. Part of that coming across the border, some of it escaping from Arizona and New Mexico. New Mexico is now cracking down on illegals. And what I love about it, Bill Richardson, who is partially Hispanic, would not crack down on illegal aliens. But his replacement is. Their name? Governor Martinez. Ooh, isn't that interesting? Yeah, go ahead and skip it. That's fine with me, man. All right, next. The topic of the last week, week and a half, of course, has been Egypt. But here's the reality factor about Egypt. What we're witnessing in Egypt could well happen in this country by the year 2014, 2015. All this rioting, this looting currently taking place in Egypt is primarily a result of massive food inflation, and shows what all major cities in the United States will likely look like come the year 2015 due to the Federal Reserve's 0% interest rates and quantitative easing to infinity. December 16th, 2009. Time Magazine's 2009 Person of the Year was who? Ben Bernanke, who I suppose we could say was the villain of the year. He said he created unprecedented amounts of inflation in unprecedented ways, and quote, when it costs $20 for a gallon of milk in a few years, Americans will have no one more to thank than Ben Bernanke. You see, my friends, what started out some weeks ago as protests in Algeria with citizens chanting, bring us sugar, and five citizens being killed, quickly spread to civil unrest in Tunisia. We saw 14 more civilian deaths, has now spread to riots in Egypt, where 300 Egyptian citizens have been killed, according to this story. Food inflation in Egypt has reached 20%. And citizens in the nation already spend about 40% of their monthly expenditures on food. Americans for decades have been blessed with cheap food, spending only 13% of their expenditures on food, but that's about to change. Of course, now, please remember that doesn't count what's spent at Mickey D's and Domino's Pizza Delivers and all the rest of the junk food joints. The National Inflation Association some years ago is the first to predict the recent explosion in agricultural commodity prices in their October 30th, 2009 article entitled U.S. Inflation to Appear Next in Food and Agriculture. Ladies and gentlemen, each and every one of you see this every day when you go to the market to buy anything that's wheat-based, cereal, bread. Go look at what's happened with sugar. Sugar continues to reach record levels on a weekly level. Well, gee, when you're buying these box cereals, you're dealing with both wheat and, in some cases, and sugar bases. These are things that are unbelievable. Sometime later, the NIA predicted major food shortages and said at that time, inventories of agricultural products are the lowest they have been in decades, yet the prices of many agricultural commodities are down 70 to 80% from their all-time highs, adjusted for real inflation. You know, I don't want to hear about this adjusted for real inflation stuff. Gee, the averages are up. The averages are down. You know what? The average American makes X. And XX is going into their grocery bill. My daughter is having a real tough time spending less than $111 a week at the grocery store, and there ain't enough food to make it through the week. And I'm going to tell you, they're not out having steak every night. You know that over the past year, agricultural commodities as a whole have outperformed almost every other type of asset, with silver being one of the only few other assets keeping pace with agriculture. On December 11th, 2009, the NIA declared silver the best investment for the next decade, and it was at $17.40 an ounce then. It's gone up to about 64% at its 28, 29 odd, you know, it's up about 65, 66%. Since that December 11th, 2000. That ain't a bad return, folks. You see, the world is at the beginning stages of an all-out inflationary panic. Wheat. Probably one of my favorite investments besides gold and silver. It's now at a new 30-month high, $8.63 per bushel, and this figures are a couple days off. It's doubled in price since June of last year. Algeria bought 800,000 tons of wheat just last week, bringing their total purchases for the month of January to about 1.8 million tons, which was quadruple the expectations. Saudi Arabia is also beginning to stockpile their inventories of wheat. Rice futures have gained 8% during the last few days, with Bangladesh and Indonesia placing extraordinary large orders. Indonesia's latest rice order was quadruple its normal allotment, and Bangladesh plans to double rice purchases this year. And meanwhile, the U.S., the world's third largest exporter of rice, expected to cut production by 25% this year. Why? Rice is probably one of the world's most undervalued agricultural commodities at its current price level of just under $16 per 100 pounds. It's been forecast that a move back to its 2008 high of $24 per 100 pounds as soon as the end of 2011. $24 per 100 pounds? Cotton at its current price of just under $1.80 a pound, somewhere in that area. It may have gotten a bit ahead of itself in the short term. February 17th, 2009, the NIA, in their very first article about agriculture, said that cotton's upside potential was astronomical. Then it was selling for 44 cents a pound. They pointed to increasing sales to textile companies in China. The fact that cotton was down 70% from its all-time high is reason to be very bullish on cotton at the then 44 cents a pound. Boy, folks who got in early could have made 309% on cotton, but today we see a much bigger potential in rice. So what do? Buy rice futures? Or do you buy the rice and store it? The recent spike in cotton reminds us of a 2008 spike in oil. But we think that cotton will ultimately rise above $3 a pound somewhat later in the decade. But it could drop down to as low as $1.40. Look, there's a lot of things going on here, my friends. an amazing amount of stuff going on. But rising commodity prices, they're only a symptom of inflation. The reason there are those who are so bullish on agricultural commodities going back several years ago is because while gold is the best gauge of inflation, it is always the best tool for predicting future monetary printing, agriculture is where the majority of the monetary inflation ends up going after the Fed's newly printed money trickles down to the middle class and the poor. They're buying food, baby. Look, the average guy and gal out there, they can't afford to buy gold. Maybe they just don't get it with silver. They're buying food. You know, I used to live up in northern Arizona, and not that we don't have it down here, but up in the Flagstaff area, there was a major LDS population, Mormon population. The best thing I ever learned from the Mormons was the common sense of food storage. So whether you're buying bags of wheat, you're buying rice, you're buying flour, whatever, you do it. You know, buying bags of beans. If you don't feel you're comfortable, you're not living in an area because of moisture and humidity problems, etc., you don't feel you're in the best position to buy bags of goods, my God, pick up the phone and call my friend at the freeze-dried guy. Give the freeze-dried guy a call. Start picking up a couple of cases a month. I'm telling you, I found out he's still got some of those cases of pork chops, and they are something else. You call him. You tell him Jeff Bennett said to give you a call. Get some of the freeze-dried food. You got some other places you'd rather buy from? Do it. But some of the biggest food producers in the freeze-dried and long-term food storage industry are in a world of hurt. They don't have anything. They don't have enough. They're several months out for delivery. Give the freeze-dried guy a call. I didn't get into this to do a commercial hour for them. But you know what? They're great people. They will bend over backwards to make it right for you and help you develop a proper plan. You can't look at this kind of information and not realize how badly we're hurting. Stay with me. Be back in a few minutes with more on this issue and other things.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093.
That's 1-800-583-1093.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I can't believe it. It's hard to conceive it that you will turn away romance. Are you pretending? It looks like the ending, unless I can have one more chance to prove, dear, my life a wreck, my life a wreck you're making.
We're back. Thanks for staying with us. I've been talking about, you know, food costs, and my biggest problem is a wife who, when she grocery stores, buys garbage. I don't mean junk food, but I suppose in other respects it probably is. You know, she goes and buys light this, low fat this. Jesus, stuff's got no flavor. It's awful stuff. You know, there's so many other healthy things you can do to cook. But the fact of the matter is that there are many, many options out there, and I really, it was not my intent to do this, but I want you to write this phone number down. 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Maybe you don't get it. Maybe you can't afford to get it. I don't know. But you're out there, you know, you give up a couple extra six packs a month. You give up a few, give an extra carton of cigarettes up a month. I don't care what you do. It's no different than gold and silver. Maybe you can't afford to do it all at one at a time. Start buying this stuff. You got to be somewhat careful with some of the things you buy at the grocery store, because canned food that's not packed in a freeze-dried fashion or whatever is not going to have the shelf life or the storage life. But you know what? Things that you use fairly often, whether it's a spaghetti sauce of some type, whatever brand you happen to like. When I was a kid growing up in Wisconsin, where Green Bay is from, the Green Bay Packers, and that meant meat packers, you have to realize that I basically was raised by my great-grandmother. We had an extremely large split garden. Beans, and peas, and berries, and corn, and taters, and carrots, and lettuce, and broccoli, all this kind of stuff. And peppers. It's amazing the size of the garden she had. I mean, this woman was, you know, she lived to be 101 years of age. And when I was a kid, you know, she was already in her 60s. I was born in 48, 50. She was 58 years of age when I was born. And working in the gardens, we'd go out in the cow pastures behind, you know, behind the other side of the fence and pick up dried cow patties and bring them back and break them up and cut them and do this thing you needed. That was the best fertilizer there was. You're spraying with DDT, you know, for little bugs, stuff like this. But the fact of the matter is that Granny had a cellar. Now, this isn't the same Granny that I talk about on the air, whose comments I share with you. She just chewed me out for being a sellout because I watched the Super Bowl yesterday. But my great-grandmother, yeah, the first lady in this country, tells us to eat a carrot. I guess she doesn't make her as good as Marie Antoinette with the, you know, let them eat cake mentality. So the interesting thing is, as a young boy, is watching her make things like corn relish and putting up stewed tomatoes and all this kind of, but that's what it was. It was putting it up. You know, you get the bell jars and, you know, the ceiling tops and the wax and the whole nine yards and bang. You know, weather gets tough. You can't get out to the grocery store. Look, we've had a lot of that this year. Folks trapped in their homes couldn't get out. My sister-in-law sends me a picture of she opens up her front door and the snow is halfway up, which means it was probably up to her nose. What did you do during the snowstorms last week? Were you able to get out and get food? Did you have enough? Did you have enough hot pockets in the freezer? What garbage? Cornhole dogs? All that other nonsense? What have you done to prepare? Some of you are buying gold and silver. Well, you can't eat it. Now, my main job is to be here and say, buy gold, buy silver, but damn it, people, buy food. These are common sense things to do. Look, this economy of ours in this country has become a drug addict that's dependent on cheap and easy money from the feds. Yeah, but you and I aren't getting that cheap money. Whatever money we're getting is worthless, but it comes at a huge cost. Massive amounts of labor that we have to put in. And a lot of times that's money. The labor is going into our gas tank, driving from point A to point B, trying desperately to get a job. You know, Wall Street bankers last year took home a record $135 billion in compensation. That was up almost 6% from 2009. All of which was stolen from you and I through inflation. The more monetary inflation or heroin the Fed creates in order to satisfy the money junkies on Wall Street, the more middle class and poor Americans become dependent on unemployment checks and food stamps just to survive. Don't forget, your friendly next door illegal aliens getting that stuff too. What do you mean, Bennett? Them illegal aliens they're not eligible for food stamps. They're not eligible for welfare. No, but their little anchor babies are. And at $1,500 a month, the crack baby, it sure starts adding up. Millions of American students are graduating college with hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt and no jobs and no prospects for same. But luckily for them, but not holders of the U.S. dollars. We're hearing reports from both unemployed and underemployed college grads with student loans that the government is reducing their required monthly payments by 90% or more based on their current incomes. Don't you think that the interest won't keep compounding? You know, the chinks, the little Chinamen are so smart right now that the families are now giving each other gold bullion as gifts instead of traditional red envelopes filled with cash. What kind of cash would they give them? Hey, man, let's roll up a dollar bill and pack it with tobacco or something else. China is now on track to soon surpass India as the world's largest consumer of gold. And they recently stated, as we talked about last week, guess what they're doing? Them's be jumping on the silver bandwagon. Wow. Last couple weeks, about $6.7 billion in net inflows jumped into the U.S. stock markets. The most in any two-week period since May of 2009. Who's putting the money in there? But the rioting and the looting and the civil unrest in Egypt is now making the United States look like the safe haven of the world, even though it should be considered the riskiest place to invest. the Dow's low in August until now, about $38 billion was actually removed from U.S. stock mutual funds, despite the stock market rising 20%. Who normally invests in mutual funds? Bob and Sally, Harry and Mary, the people on the street are the ones that usually invest in mutual funds. Donald Trumps don't invest in mutual funds. The Soros of the world and the Buffetts of the world don't invest in mutual funds. They target specific stocks or securities. It's the average guy in the street. 38 million taken out. Why? Just so they can keep their house over their head so it doesn't get repoed? Just so they can buy a new car, a new boat, or to keep food on the table, or to pay their kids' college bill? This is just appalling to me. Of course, during all this time period, let's see, we had the Fed printed about $350 billion worth of green-colored toilet paper, just created out of thin air. Central banks print money. Stock markets often act as a relief valve because, well, I guess due to the fact that there's too much inflation going to the hands of financial institutions. What are these dumb kids going to learn? What are these frickin' kids go down to Mexico for vacation? Three teens have been killed in Mexico, and apparently two of them were American citizens. Why in the hell would anybody want to go to Mexico? My God, move to Arizona, people. Mexico's come to us. I'm not picking on Mexican people. I was up pretty late last night watching an old movie from the late 1930s, maybe early 40s. Starring Wallace Beery, called Viva Villa. The Hollywood version of a story of Pancho Villa. Of course, they made him look like a Wallace Beery-type clown. You know, even when he played a pirate, it was always satirical. It's unbelievable. I received a letter from Granny. Granny says, I regularly check Publix, P-U-B-L-I-X, for pricing. I live 200 yards from one. Now, this is actually a letter that Granny received. He says, my son is a grocery manager at another Publix store. My daughter works at a third, so I get the straight skinny. Prices are becoming inflated, mostly in wheat products. Ham and steak are going up. Bread is a big increase. Of course, it's based on wheat. Why, you ask? Fuel is only one consideration. Government rules and regulations are taking effect. Remember the old cry of trickle-down economics? Price increases trickle up. Do you think this is by accident? She continues. Hell no. It's all a part of the plan to bring this country to its knees financially. Here's a thought for the inquisitive minds. What is the debt commitments for the United States of America, the IMF, World Bank, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, FDIC? Let's not forget the outrageous foreign aid. We are, for all practical purposes, it's simple, my friends, bankrupt. I don't even mention the U.S. Treasury. How about Social Security? And so what is a person to do? First and foremost, take care of yourself and your family, and then those blood relatives and your neighbors. Yeah, take care of yourself and your family first. She says survival must be your prime consideration. Then comes participation in a group fighting this madness. If it includes a militia, so be it. Had to shoot a quick message up. Just have them hold, Mike. We have a caller, which I'm going to take their call, because what they apparently want to talk about, I fully agree with, so we'll get to it. If it includes a militia, so be it. And she goes on to say, you can no longer set... How did we get cut off? All right, we're back. Sorry about that. Apparently we got cut off. And we had to come back to Sammy Davis Jr. singing Obama's theme song, that old black magic. Never mind. So remember, survival is your prime concern. You can no longer set upon your assets and watch the world go by. You must arm yourself with knowledge and come up with a plan of action. Of course, don't forget to arm yourself with something else. Soon there will be rebellious mobs going amongst our cities and towns, stealing or attempting to abscond with our hard-earned groceries just to feed themselves. Take them down, baby. Because the sheriffs and the cops and the policemen, the so-called law enforcement, will be of little help. Because, frankly, they're going to be worried about caring for themselves. Our writer says, I've seen this type of travesty. It ain't pretty. I'm convinced that it's on the way toward us. It is your obligation to provide for your family and those who are like-minded. Be prepared, like the Boy Scouts motto. Our author, and I apologize, I thought it was a she, it was not. Sorry to be long-winded, he says, but someone has to say it. Signed, Luther. Luther's stuff is out there. I've seen it before. I've published it before. But the fact of the matter is, these are the things that we are facing. I don't say these things to scare you. I say these things to hopefully shake you out of the tree like an apple that's ripe and ready for picking. I remember going up in Granny's orchards. Yeah, we had orchards. Climb up in that tree and shake the living daylights out of them branches. And baby, when them apples were ripe, they just came right down out and fell into the buckets or fell in the nets. And so I hope and pray that what I'm doing is looking at you as a ripe apple. And when I come on here each and every night, I'm shaking the tree. Shaking it up here, hoping that you're prepared to fall from the tree and do what you have to do. Now, Mike, I need you to do me a favor. I know it's a little bit off. If you can, take us to a break. We have a caller. I want the caller to come on, but if I don't get down the hall to the library, I'm not going to make it to the end of the show. Give me some music rolling here. Please. He may not be able to do it. Let's do this very quickly. If our caller is ready to come on, go ahead and bring them on. We'll make it as quickly as we can. Hello, anybody home? Are we on? Okay. Have you got our caller still holding or no? Okay. All right. We had a caller who wanted to comment on people trading in their numismatic coins in exchange for rounds, silver rounds, in preparation for economic downturn. It's something I've advocated for a long time. And for those of you who may have joined us for the very first time, if you're sitting out there holding a whole bunch of these numismatic coins, these overpriced pseudo-rarities, you want to call me. We want to talk about some exchange. We want to talk about getting you positioned for strength, not for speculation. Stay with us. We'll be back with some final comments in a moment.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as
many companies providing emergency feeding programs simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill, handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
We are back. A couple quick things here. I want you to remember two things. If you want to discuss anything having to do with metals, metals that you own, you're interested in buying gold and silver, is something brand new to you, you want to investigate it, I certainly invite you to give me a call at 1-800-691-7898. That's Republic Trading Group at 800-691-7898. I'm going to be working very late into the night. I've got much to do. Also, I want you, if you've not started a program, just to inquire, get information. Call the freeze-dried guy at 866-404-3663. These food prices ain't going to start going down by next week, folks. You need to make some decisions. If you've not begun some kind of a food storage program, you pick it up a case at a time as you can afford it. Put it away. You know what? Worst case scenario is you cook it and eat it. You can't lose. Now, a final story. Hopefully we can get it out before we end this program tonight. And I think that this story came to me from Granny. And yes, it's a joke. It's satirical. But I got to be honest with you. I think about it in terms of how our government is operating today. A gynecologist had become fed up with malpractice insurance and HMO paperwork and frankly was burned out. Hoping to try another career where skillful hands would be beneficial, he decided to become a mechanic. He went to the local technical college, signed up for evening classes, attended diligently, and learned all that he could. Now remember, the chances of this are is that the gynecologist just realized how bad Obamacare is and had to make a change. So when the time of the practical exam approached, the gynecologist prepared carefully for weeks, completed the exam with tremendous skill. And when the results came back, he was surprised to find out that he had obtained a score of 150%. and yet he feared an error. So he called the instructor saying, I don't want to appear ungrateful for such an outstanding result, but I wonder if there's an error in the grade. The instructor said, well, during the exam, you took the engine apart perfectly, which was worth 50% of the total mark. You put the engine back together again perfectly, which is also worth 50% of the mark. And then after a pause, the instructor added, I gave you an extra 50% because you did it all through the muffler, which I've never seen done in my entire career. Well, you can laugh at that one, but I got to be honest with you. There's a lot of twisted logic to the instructor's commentary. Because I see all this nonsense. But friends, this brings us near the end of another day, another evening's broadcast. I hope you'll plan on being with me throughout the course of the week, as I certainly plan on being here live every night this week. Thank you for the emails that continue to come in before, during, and after the course of the program. Just received several good ones. David, thank you very much. And the terms joint account in today's vernacular can have numerous connotations. You guys take care of yourself. Stay tuned right here on RBN for the next round of programming that's coming up. Lord willing, we'll see you tomorrow. Yes, I read it, Granny, without apology. I am Jeffrey Bennett. That suit my taste. And your fingertips, they cannot be replaced. Oh, baby, what you got? Nobody has. And I got you.
The next round of the worst.